Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Regular listeners will know that every week we have a varied mixture of words and music to try to appeal to a wide range of listeners. Over the past 10 years in which I've been doing this programme, we've played a very large number of different songs and singers. But for this particular programme, I want to do something different. Something we've never done before, something revolutionary. Have I whetted your appetite yet, or have I put you off already? For this special programme, I want to concentrate on just one singer. He must be a very special one if I would break the habit of a lifetime, or my radio lifetime, and break a radio DJ wisdom of the years. What if you don't like him? Well, in that case, look away now. But tune in again next week when normal service will be resumed. Come on then, don't keep us in suspense. Who is it? Let me just say first that he's my own personal favourite gospel singer and the artist I have played most often over the 10 years. Because, well, you'll hear for yourself in a moment. If he's new to you, then you're in for a treat. I hope he blows your socks off like he did mine when I first heard him, and still does. He's Don Francisco, an American. And this is the first track I ever heard him sing. It's so long ago, it's actually a cassette tape you're hearing, but it's worth it. So here's Don Francisco with the Steeple Song.
I don't care how many buses you own or the size of your sanctuary. It doesn't matter how steep your steeple is if it's sitting on a cemetery. I don't care if you pave your parking lot or put pads upon your pews. What good is a picture-perfect stage if you're missing all the cues? I don't care if your pastor is super-powered and your program's always new. What you need is love and truth. Men are gonna come to you. It doesn't matter that you know the Bible if it's all just in your head. The thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? I don't care if you pray for miracles. Don't care if you speak with tongues. Don't care if you've said you love me in every song you've sung. It doesn't matter that your sacrifice of praise is loud enough to raise the dead. The thing I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? And do you love your wife? With all you've got inside you, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and
and the orphan cry alone. Lord, when were you a prisoner that we did not come to you? When was it that we saw you sick that we didn't follow through? Every time you turned your head and pretended not to see, when you did it not to the least of these, you did it not to me.
Don Francisco has a wonderful voice, and he always packs a punch. There's always a powerful message in his songs. He also writes his own lyrics and composes his own music. And he's the one on the guitar. I think what I like most about his songs is how they make the Bible passages burst into life for us modern people, while achieving that by sticking closely to the Bible text. Let me show you what I mean with this next song. This is the 3,000-year-old Bible passage from 1 Kings chapter 6, pretty well word for word, and yet hear how he makes it really come to life for us.
There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. A king who hated Israel was trying to win a war, but every move he made it seemed that Israel knew before. Now it's not a spy inside our camp, his men explained one day. There's a prophet named Elisha, hears every word you say. Well, they found out where Elisha lived, and the army marched that night. They surrounded all the city by the morning's early light. When Elisha's servant rose, he saw that army all around. And he said, what are we gonna do? They're gonna cut us down. But Elisha told his servant, now don't give in to your fear. Those that are with us are more than all this army here. And Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would have the sight required. And he saw God's mighty army with its chariots of fire. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The enemy moved toward the town, and Elisha prayed a prayer. Lord, strike them all with blindness, let confusion be a snare. God struck that whole army blind, and he brought them to defeat. The victory he gave that day was total and complete. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The eyes of God search all the earth to find each blameless heart, to show his power and faithfulness, to take his children's part. And no fear is all around you, don't you dare give in, 'cause the battle is the Lord's and he's the one who's gonna win. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see.
I love that song. It's worth remembering the next time we feel boxed in by life and we can see no way out of the problem, that when God is with us, there's always more on our side. So fear not, like Elisha the prophet. Somebody once put it very beautifully. Elisha had the bifocal spectacles of faith. He could see his immediate problems in the foreground, but with the eyes of faith, he could also see in the background God's heavenly army all around him and his problems. Here's another example of Don Francisco retelling a Bible passage in a fresh, modern way. It's the story of Jesus healing somebody with the dreaded skin disease of leprosy.
Jesus
my family turned from my home. I lived like a beggar, I wandered and roamed. My life was just hopeless till I heard his name. A prophet, they said, healed the sick and the lame. Well, to find him was easy, I followed the crowd, but I kept to the edges, crying out loud. Unclean, unclean, stay out of my path. I'm an object of scorn, I'm a vessel of wrath. There on the hillside he taught us that day. I never heard anyone say what he'd say. And then he was done and the sermon complete. And I ran and I threw myself down at his feet. I said, Lord, if you're willing, I know that you can. Make me as clean as a natural man. I know you can do it deep down in my soul. Oh Lord, if you're willing, Lord, please make me whole. The voice of compassion told me to stand. I'm willing, he said, and he reached out his hand. Be cleansed were the words that he spoke with a smile. In an instant my skin was like that of a child. Now as time passes by, there is much we forget, but I'll always remember the day that I met Jesus the Lord and his first words to me. I'm willing, he said, and he healed even me. I'm willing to help you, I'm willing to heal. I've borne all your sufferings, I know how you feel. Your pain can be ended, my power is real. I will not deny you, I'm willing to heal. I'm willing to help you, I'm willing to heal. I've borne all your sufferings, I know how you feel. Your pain can be ended, my power is real. I will not deny you, I'm willing to heal. I will not deny you, I'm willing, willing to heal.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we pay tribute to a great American gospel singer, Don Francisco. I've never heard a music track which is so long as this next one. It's actually 11 minutes, but don't worry, I'll spare you a bit. The reason for the length is because he really gets inside the mind and the character of the man he sings about. I've rarely, if ever, heard such a complete character portrait in sound. He's singing from inside the head of the repentant thief who died on the next cross to Jesus on Good Friday.
But I chanced another look at him. He was looking down where the soldiers who just crucified us drank there on the ground. And although he spoke them quietly, somehow his words came through. He said, Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they do. Then as if they'd heard him speaking, the crowd began to roar, whipped to frenzy by the priests who urged them on to more. But the worse the accusations now, the plainer I could see the guilt, the accusers, not the one there next to me. But the man upon the other cross began to curse and swear, and his voice was filled with venom as he hurled it through the air. All the horror that was in him and had laid his life to waste came out in every syllable he flung in Jesus' face. And Jesus only looked at him, but something rose inside of me in spite of all that watched us there. It couldn't be denied, because his righteousness and innocence
shining bright and strong. I just couldn't keep my silence. If that cursing still went on, I cried out, don't you fear the wrath of God. Even at the end, he'll curse us both into the pit. Is that what you intend? We're only getting what we're due. We've sinned our whole lives long. But don't you talk to him that way, 'cause he's done nothing wrong. Not quite my own, I asked him, Lord, remember me when you're coming to your throne. He answered me, and even then his love was undisguised. He said, before the sun has set today, you'll be with me. Paradise. The shouts and curses did not stop even when the sunlight ceased. But somehow in the midst of it, my soul had been released. And though the agony continued, it was still too small a price to be allowed to hear those words. Beside the Christ,
and now, by way of a contrast, here is Don Francisco singing a much shorter song, and a very humorous one too.
On the day before my wedding, just a few short years ago, my dad sat down and told me, son, there's some things you've got to know. I'm gonna tell you a little story all about my wedding night. If you'll handle things the way I did, everything will work out right. Now your mom and I went to our suite when the luggage boy had gone. I handed her my pants and I said, honey, try these on. And she tried but said, can't wear these. I said, you've got that right. I wear the pants, and don't forget what you just learned tonight. So I took my dad's advice and did just like he said to do. And then my wife gave me her pants and said, now you try too. I said, I can't get into these. She said, you got that right. And you never will get in my pants till you learn to treat me right. Now my mind's not lightning fast, but all at once I had a hunch that in this particular area, Dad might be out to lunch. So I told my wife, I've been set up, I was blind, but now I see. And if nobody wears the pants, that'll be just fine with me. Well, Dad's got an apartment now. I guess Mom had enough. After all those years of knuckling down, she finally called his bluff. But as for us, we're really happy though, 'cause we don't play those games. I love my wife and she loves me, 'cause we both love the same. I love my wife and she loves me, and we both love the same.
And here's another lovely parable and song by Don Francisco. It's the picture of God trying to come to our aid, but us always running away from him, like a bird with its broken wing.
Tiny cage, till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, You fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you have buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms and flutter terrified when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand. I'm waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me.
Speaking of parables, here is Don Francisco's version of Jesus' parable of the prodigal son.
I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me. And when you've come back to your senses and you see who's been to blame, remember all the good things that were yours with just my name. And then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. Just turn around. I don't
care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you come home again to me. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me.
God not only forgives us for our past mistakes, he calls us on to a glorious future.
I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Like a slave who wears the collar of a hard and cruel man and is convinced that he deserves the treatment given. Tortured to believing nothing's ever going to change till you've forgotten there was ever more to live in. But as you struggle with your load, the messengers come down the road and the slaver flees in fear as he beholds them. They break your chains and set you free to stand amazed in liberty. And at last they give the word God has told them. I have chosen you and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you, you were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. All that stands opposed to you is gone.
Well, our holy half hour has nearly run out. I hope you've enjoyed this introduction to the music of singer-songwriter Don Francisco. We've only a little time left to play one more track, so there's so many to choose from, but let's finish then with him singing about what happens in the end of time, the end of the world's time, our time, when we face God in eternity.
Turn to see the voice that spoke to me. Before me, I see seven golden lampstands, and the Lord, the Son of Man, in the midst of them. His head and hair were white as snow, and from his eyes a searing fire. His voice is like the torrents as they roar. His right hand holds seven stars. The words he speaks are razor swords. Razor swords. And his face is shining like the sun. His feet. But then he knelt, and I felt his hand upon me, and he said to me.
I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever I will be. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive.